It means bell in this hadith. It means bell. So be in the world, which means rather. Be in the world as if you are a stranger, rather one who is in transit, or moreover, one who is in transit. So that would be the higher realm to be. Be like a traveler, meaning, you know, let go of those little trivialities. Focus on the meat of the matter. I tell this often to my students when they call complaining about such and such a thing happening in their life. What I usually do is tell them what else I have on my table, someone else. And usually that makes them sometimes go into tears, that how could I even come to you complaining about this when someone else that you're trying to advise is going through this. So subhanAllah, it's all relative. So, and this takes us to the heart of what I wanted to talk about, which is that the remembering this, that this is just a place to be in transit, allowed the Prophet ﷺ from his core to be in constant gratitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran al-Kareem begins with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamd. Keep that word in mind, because the name of his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the same root of hamd. So all praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his most beloved of all in creation is the most praised of creation. The one who gave women's rights over 1400 years ago. The one who taught people the best etiquette the world has ever seen. The one who had the softest speech. All praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most praised of his creation is named Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the seven heavens and the earth and every being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, celebrate his glory. And there is not a single thing but glorifies him with his praise. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ. But you do not understand their glorification, for verily he is forbearing, forgiving. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. Now scientists have found this to be precisely true. When they measure the wavelengths, for instance, in a piece of diamond, that resonating wavelength is the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we do not understand it. Scientists are getting to understand it now. But even if they didn't, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. So we know that everything in creation praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sulaiman alayhi salam could understand the medium of expression used by the ants, and was in full command of the expression of the symbols used by the birds, the bird called Hudhud. And he used to inspect and recognize the deviation shown by some people and came to report it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many cases, used to address the mountains. So the mountains also understand. In fact, they were offered this burden that we have to carry this knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they refused, just unable to bear that responsibility, as we know. So the mountains and everything in creation praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also have that the bees glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A small pebble which was in the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam testified as to the legitimacy of the Prophet's mission sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The shrill voices of the birds are their way of glorification of Allah. So all of these refer to the real cases of glorification, and though it's in non-verbal language. So, he is named Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he is Ahmad, the one who praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most in constant gratitude. So we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pre-eternal name is Ahmad, and his post-eternal name, or in paradise, we will call him Ahmad as well. In this interlocution of this world, we call him Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he is the most praised by creation. Now, if we take a look at all of the other prophets' names that are mentioned in the Quran al-Karim, Isa, peace be upon him, Yahya, Jesus, John, Zechariah,
Zacharias, Eliasa, Elijah, Zulkifl, Ezekiel, Elias, Elias, Yunus, Jonah, Ayub, Job, Dawood, David, Suleiman, Solomon, Musa, Moses, Harun, Aaron, Shu'aib, Yaqub, Jacob, Yusuf, Joseph, Ishaq, or Isaac, Ismail, Ishmael, Ibrahim, or Abraham, Lut, or Lot, Saleh, Saul, Hud, Jehud, Idris, Enoch, Nuh, Noah, and Adam. May Allah's blessings be upon them all. If you take a look at every single one of those names, they have a long vowel, a med. In Arabic, it's called a med, in their name, because it's a continuation. It's an indication of continuation in med, stretching of prophecy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the only prophet who does not have a med in his name. It means he's the final prophet. He's the seal of the Anbiya and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no more prophetic legacy after him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's narrated from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu that when the pen was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was told to write the Shahada. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. It was in awe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name that it wondered how the pen, that is, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed this name to be mentioned along with his hallowed name, with his own name. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the pen, telling it to mind its manners, for were it not for his beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, neither the pen, nor the tablets, nor anything in creation would have been created. The pen broke in ecstasy. And this is why the ulama say, this is why we still have problems. It gets choked up and it doesn't always flow, because it's still in awe of the prophetic name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To this day, it gets clogged up and chokes on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name. You tell me, no, every one of us has experienced that. He is called the oft-praised here, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I said, in heaven, we will realize why. Because if we sat here until the end of this earth's time, until it was complete, and we just sat here doing salawat, it still would not be enough in terms of what his real stature is. None of us will realize that until Yawm al-Qiyamah, who he really was, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why then he will be known as Ahmad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.